BBC News. Hello, this is Jerry Smith. The man who stabbed two people to death in central London yesterday has been identified by police as a convicted terrorist who was freed on parole last year. Usman Khan was shot dead by armed officers after he was tackled by members of the public. The British Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, said he had long argued that it was a mistake to let serious and violent criminals out of prison early. He said the public wanted to see appropriate sentences in force for such offenders. Speaking to the BBC, the Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, suggested that cuts in services by the government have played a role.
I've seen personally, as a former lawyer, as the former Justice Secretary, but also as the Mayor, the consequences of huge cuts in the Ministry of Justice, the Probation Service being privatised, aside from the cuts in police, and that must have an impact.
Officials have praised the bravery of the people who confronted the attacker. Some used improvised weapons. Simon Jones has the details.
After Usman Khan began his attack at a conference, we understand one of the delegates took an ornamental tusk from a whale which was on the wall and used that to try to fend off his attack. The attacker was then chased onto London Bridge. Members of the public held him down. One person used a fire extinguisher, let it off in his face to try to keep him at bay. And people held him on the bridge for around 5 minutes until the police arrived and they shot him dead, fearing he was wearing some sort of bomb. As for the people who were injured, three of them, they remain in hospital this morning.
The US tech giant Apple has said it's taking a deeper look at how it handles disputed borders after it showed Crimea as part of Russia's territory on its maps and weather apps. The change is only visible to Apple users within Russia itself and came about after pressure from Moscow. Facebook has begun complying with a controversial new law in Singapore, which the government says is designed to combat fake news. The company added a short message to an online news post advising that the Singapore authorities believed it contained false information. The new legislation was fiercely debated before it was approved by Parliament in May. Chile's Football Federation has decided to cancel the rest of the season because of security concerns. The decision follows weeks of anti-government protests, which began 6 weeks ago. At least 26 people have been killed in violence. Natalia Pozo Morales is a student who's been taking part in the protests.
These people have died during the protests or as a result of injustice that exists until today. Chile is very violent and discrimination is very big here. When you don't have money in Chile, you don't have a life. Healthy food is expensive. It costs a lot.
World News from the BBC.